ולא אחד מהם. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu belongs one day out of all of the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and that they say refers to Yom HaKippurim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yom HaKippurim, that is the day that is a gift to us, belongs to Hashem and is a gift to us, writes the Rabbi Avraham Danzig, the author of Chaya Adam, was one of the poskim in Vilna about 200 years ago. So he writes that Be'avat Hashem et Amu, he says, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Kelal Yisrael, Ki Chafes Chesed Hu. Hashem desires Chesed, and Velo Yachputz B'mot Hamet. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel HaNavi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't desire that B'mot Hamet, that a person should pass away, even in acts of wickedness that a person could be doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless trusts him and gives him life again, that perhaps he gives him another chance, that perhaps this time he's going to do better. And ultimately every year he gives us a chance to be able to cleanse ourselves completely once a person regrets his past. He says, therefore, at the end, ולכן, לא יום ולא יומיים ממתין ומצפה לתשובת רשעים. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only one or two days that he waits, אלא הרחיב לנו את הזמן. He extends the time. The Gemara says that based on the pasuk, ערך אפיים ורב חסד באמת, ערך אפיים says מערך אפה. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ערך אפיים, which means he's slow to anger, he has patience. And the Gemara says מערך אפה וגבה דילי. Hashem has patience, but eventually he's going to collect what is his, which means Hashem gives us time to all of us to be able to fix our ways. And he says that in the beginning of the new year, that niftachim kol ha-sha'arin, sha'are teshuvah, sha'are mechila u'slicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has opened up the gates of teshuvah and mechila u'slicha, and these gates are going to stand open till the end of Zman HaNe'ilah. That's Ne'ilat HaShe'arim. Ne'ilah means the closing and the sealing of the gates till the time that they blow the shofar. Till that time, still all of these gates are open. And there is an announcement that comes from the heaven. Shuvu banim shuvavim ve'erpa meshuvotechem. That you backsliding children, sinners, the pasuk says we should all return. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us healing. And a person is supposed to be afraid. And who is that? He writes that who is it that is not afraid of such an awesome calling that is coming from the heavens? And on top of it, there is Kol Shofar. That Uru Yesheri Mishenatchem. That's what the Rambam writes. That is the hinting of the Shofar. Is the alarm clock of the Jew to wake us up. That people who slumber during the time that we are in Galut, especially, the person gets to be tremendously distracted. Ki chanun v'rachum hu. V'gadol ha'avon mi shelosha ve'einu ro'e la'arbot b'torah ma'asim tovim v'yamim elu mikol yamat ha'shana. As we know, that it becomes a tremendous, tremendous big avera when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this opportunity to be able to return, and a person does not use the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar to this, there is a saying that Vilna Gaon writes, that the Mishnah in Avot, it says that Kol Yom, there is every day heavenly voice that comes from Har Chorev, Sinai, that says, Oy lahem lebriyot me'elbono shel Torah. Woe to the creatures from the embarrassment that they give to the Torah. What's the embarrassment? That the Torah is available, the Torah that is coming from the treasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is available, and a person does not use it, does not, learn from the Torah. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have some kind of a relationship with us through the Torah, wants to talk to us. And a person does not go to open the book, does not go to learn. So it says, Oy lahem lebriyot me'elbono shel Torah. So the Vilna Gaon says, what is this heavenly voice that comes, even though we don't hear it, but our neshamot hears it. So the question is, says, where is the embarrassment over here? And he says, Oy lahem lebriyot me'elbono shel Torah. Where is the embarrassment? What's the embarrassment all about? So Vilna Gaon writes that imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an individual time to go into his treasure house, to be able to take from his jewelry, diamonds, all the different types of gold that what he has in his treasure, in his palace. And a person goes in and doesn't take anything. Now what does it mean? Indicate that what you offer not good enough for me. I'm not interested in. What you offer is, as I'm rejecting. So once you reject, you're rejecting the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his treasure. That means there is something by you that is better than this. So what Hashem offers is no good. So similar to this, this is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Melech Basadeh. God comes out into the field available to all of us. And then with this Midat Chesed that we have the availability of doing Teshuvah, coming back to the king, and a person does not take use of it, and we don't fix ourselves at least a little bit. So this is, instead of Midat Rachamim, Midat Chesed, is going to turn to become Chalya V'chas Midat Din. So that is what is being said. All the poskim, they bring this. Gadol ha'avon mi shloshav ve'inu ro'e la'arvot betorah u'masim tovim b'yamim elu. That is, instead of it being yemei ratzon, yemei rachamim, if it is, as long as a person uses it. If, however, a person does not change at all whatsoever, and is not willing to change and to learn more, to do more ma'asim tovim, mitzvot, etc. So therefore a person is rejecting the offer of HaKadosh Baruch. So that is what some of the Mefarshim, I saw Rav Aaron Kotler, he brings in Mishnah Rav Aaron, this Nekuda, that why is it that it's going to turn into becoming Midat Din, and it becomes Avon if a person doesn't come out to greet the king, to change our ways at least a little bit. So he writes, based on the fact that David HaMelech, when he was running away from Shaul, and Shaul HaMelech at one time was not aware of the fact that David was behind him, and David, if his concern was Emmet, David had the opportunity to kill Shaul HaMelech, but nevertheless, in order to indicate to him that he has none of these intentions, he did not have this intention of killing Shaul HaMelech, his father-in-law. So he cuts away part of his garment to indicate that he saw, if I wanted to, since you didn't realize when I cut the garment, if I wanted to, I could have also killed you. So understand that I'm a peaceful man. I have nothing to do with killing you, nothing doing. So nevertheless, Shaul HaMelech, continued. But David HaMelech, in the process of cutting away garment, says that somebody that habaz ledavar yechballo. The pasuk is Shlomo HaMelech says himself that somebody that degrades something, later that item that you degraded comes to injure you, comes to harm you. So over here he degraded what clothing has to offer. Clothing gives, even though he had the pure intention, he wanted to indicate that he's a man of peace. But nevertheless, in the process of cutting away the garment of his of Shaul HaMelech to indicate that I could have killed you, realize that I'm not your enemy, Baz Ledavar, if you degrade an item, comes to harm you. So therefore, later on, when David HaMelech was old, close to 70 years old, so no garment, no blanket, nothing was able to give his body warmth. So he lost what garments have to offer, which is giving a person's body, when it's cold, warmth. So why did he lose it? Because of the fact that he came to disrespect what clothing has to offer the man. So therefore, this is similar to this Nekuda also. The days of Teshuvah are Yemei Ratzon, if a person makes use of it. Otherwise, it turns into Din, Chalila V'chas. Similar to this, also bring another story from the Gemara Masechet Yuma, that Rav had one time argument with one of the butchers. Actually, the butcher had an argument against Rav. So the beginning of Amoraim, end of Tanaim period, about 1800 years ago. So what happened was that he started talking against the rabbi, and there was the whole year that this butcher had the time and opportunity to come and apologize from Rav, and he did not come. So Rav, being Erev Yom HaKippurim, the last chance that a person has to be able to make up with someone, to be able to fix our relationship, to give him the opportunity to ask for apology. So he goes to the store of this butcher to make himself available that he should see him. There is no other way of communication that he should come to understand that this is the last chance that a person has. The whole year, the Mishnah Berurah writes also like this. That is, the whole year we have the opportunity to ask mechila from one another. But the last chance that we have is Erev Yom Kippurim or on Yom Kippur, if the person is available on Yom Kippur. But the whole year, if we did wrong to someone, we should ask right away. So the Rav waits till Erev Yom Kippurim. The guy doesn't come, the butcher doesn't come. So he goes to him. So Rav goes to the guy's store. So the butcher throws out Rav from his store. He says, "Get out of my store. I'm not interested in seeing you at all whatsoever. Get out." So instead of asking for Mechila, he degrades the rabbi further. So Rav wants to talk to him. He says, "Get out." So he comes out. So the Gemara writes that immediately when he was cutting and chopping down the meat into smaller pieces, so with the whatever instrument that they had, axe or whatever that they had, so one of the big bones of the cow's meat, the big bone chops away and hits against the butcher's head, and he dies right away. So this is the same nekuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, similar to this, coming out from his palace, being available to us, it creates midat rachamim and midat chesed, and is a gift only if a person uses the opportunity that this offers. But if a person does not use it, the midat rachamim turns into chalila b'chas midat hadin, and instead is going to be a problem instead of the chesed that there is. So therefore, and he continues to write, to mention this nekuda also, he writes as follows. He says, "Af al gav," writes the Sefer Chayyadah, "Af al gav shechayav adam lashu b'chol yom, v'kol shekem be'aser adim et teshuva." Every day we have a chiyuv of doing teshuva. The chiyuv teshuva exists every day. Then, how much more so aser adim et teshuva? Says that comes Erev Yom Kippurim, hachiyuv yoter v'yoter. Erev Yom Kippur, we have a further obligation to do teshuva. And the whole day of Erev Yom Kippur should be spent in teshuva. Before the day of Hashem comes, titaru. And that's where the Chacham learn. This day is yechaper alechem letaer etchem. That is kapara, mechila, selicha, letaer etchem, that we should become pure once again. Lifnei Hashem titaru. Before Hashem become tahor. So what does it mean? The Tanaim have a different understanding. What exactly does it mean? So over here, Lifnei Hashem titaru. So some explain that it means before the day of Hashem comes, titaru, become tahor. Before the day. So the day is 10th of Tishrei. Before the day comes, become tahor. How do you become tahor? Either Lifnei Hashem titaru, go to mikveh, that by men there is an additional reason to go to mikveh bizman hazeh, that applies to men, to go to mikveh to become tahor lifnei Hashem before the day of Hashem comes, or lifnei Hashem titaru is a chiyuv of vidui before seuda mafseket, that before we eat the seuda, the last seuda that we eat before we fast, that erev Yom HaKippurim, the seuda has to be with bread dipped in salt and honey or salt and sugar. And then we should eat chicken and other foods. There's no limitation of having one food. It's not like Erev Tisha B'Av. But at the same time, Lifnei Hashem Titaru comes to tell us, before the day of Hashem comes, before the Seuda Mafseket, there is, Chachamim made established that because of the fact that it could be such a scenario, that a person might, B'Shat, that the Satan comes to prosecute at a time that the person is performing a major, major mitzvah. So it could be that Chalila Bechas, in the process of eating, a person might choke. And then before the day of Hashem comes, Bichlal, he didn't do Teshuvah. So before the Suda Mafseket, the Chachami made a chiyu for a person to say Vidui during Tefilat Mincha. So that is the two understanding. Comes Rav Avram Donzik, and he writes as follows. Ki berosh Hashana, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu don be'atzmo ela together with Bet Din Shel Malo. Elot Bet Din Shel Malo Dani. Whatever it means, there is a heavenly court that is going to be judging on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Aval biyom kippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo bichvodo yoshev al mishpat u'mashkiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the day of Yom Kippurim, he himself is the judge. Ve'lachen tzarich kol adam leda b'nafsho lifnei mi hu metaher, lifnei Hashem. So therefore, who is the judge and in front of whom do you become completely tahor? In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachen yireh letaken hakol mashe ivet. Whatever we did wrong, we should come to fix. Be'mashe ben adam lemakom kol sheken sheben adam lechavero. So this is the nekuda. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem letayel etchem lifnei Hashem titharu. Letayel etchem mikol chatotechem lifnei Hashem titharu. So the idea of lifnei Hashem means anything that is between man and God. Lifnei Hashem titharu. So let's say if a person chalila b'chas ate something non-kosher. So then lifnei Hashem titharu. A person did Chilul Shabbat, Chilul Yom Tov, whatever it is, between man and God. One day he didn't, man didn't put on tefillin. So these are all between man and God. So therefore, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, comes Yom Kippur, I apologize. I have to regret my past. Accept upon myself not to do it in the future. And ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. First is, of course, Hakarat HaChet. I have to recognize that I did something wrong. Then this is the process of not to do it in the future, regret the past, and asking Hashem for forgiveness. So this is Lifnei Hashem. Anything between man and God is going to be automatically forgiven once the person is sincere, doesn't want to do it in the future anymore. He says, till the fact that Yodea Ta'alumot, Rambam writes, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu that knows every thought of man can testify regarding this individual, and Mamash is sincere. So he's sincere that Mamash doesn't want to do it again. So if 6 months from now, the person's Yetzirah is going to awaken him, to entice him to do the Avera, that's a separate discussion, that's a separate, complete separate story. At this moment, when he does Teshuvah, is he sincere or Mamash wants to do it again? They say that there was a city in Europe, that there was a famous gazlan that used to steal different items. A Gannav and a Gazlan, whatever it was. So they say that a few of items from the shul that people would leave would be all of a sudden in that city of Kel, they used to be stolen. But these items would once again be seen Erev Yom Kippurim. He would put it back in the shul. And Motzai Kippurim would be gone again. So at least for that one day, as far as he was concerned, he did Teshuvah. So it was gone before people were able to take it. So this is not Teshuvah at all whatsoever. The process of Teshuvah is, at least I regret my past, and I don't want to do it in the future. At this moment, I'm totally sincere. Not that I've, meanwhile, let these days pass, I'm get back to the business. So the bottom line, this is the Nekuda that Sefer Chaye Adam writes. I wanted to mention, being that we just mentioned, it's a machloket. What does it mean, Lifnei Hashem Titaru? Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, that says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru means, Averod ben Adam lemakom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. Lifnei Hashem, only Averod ben Adam lemakom. Anything that has to do with God, person didn't pray, etc. But anything between man and man, that has nothing to do with this Nekuda, of Yom Kippurim, unless a person comes to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Appease the individual first, and then he approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards. That means, imagine, he says, this is the language that is brought down. The Rambam writes about this, and the other poskim explain it. That let's imagine somebody did something wrong against another person. A Jew or a non-Jew, doesn't matter. Person is also Gezel, is issued the Uraita, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, stealing from a non-Jew. Besides other aspects, Chalila Mechas is also issued, besides the issue the Uraita that it is, it is also issued Chilul Hashem, Chalila Mechas. So it's, either way, once a person wants to achieve forgiveness, it's not going to be, some people are under this misconception that if you, the entire day of Yom Kippur, you stay in the shul, and say the entire vidui, cover to cover, you say the entire, all the pages of the Machzor, you're going to achieve forgiveness for Averot ben Adam the Chavero. There's no such thing at all whatsoever. This is not Judaism at all whatsoever. So, it says that the halacha is, first to a person, anything that was damaged, you have to pay for it. If, a lot of times, a person might imagine himself, says when it comes to other halachot, a person can paskin for himself. Let's say, afilu, when it comes to dinei tarat ha-mishpacha, a talmid chacham could paskin for himself. But when it comes to halachot of mamonot, you cannot judge for yourself. Nobody could be a biggest rabbi and talmid chacham. He has to still go to a beddin, another rabbis, because he says, "Ein Adam Ro'eh," a person when it comes to financial arguments, a person does not see his own obligations, his own responsibilities. We try to justify, and we have thousands of different reasons to be able to justify. So therefore, when it comes to our own monetary issues with others, you could be a biggest lamdan and Talmid Chacham and a rabbi, a person cannot judge. And on top of it, you cannot alone go to a rabbi to ask him if I'm right, because he hears your side. What about the other side? Could be the way you understand and you perceive, and your take of it is not the reality. And at the end of the day, the way you presented it, without the other party being present, okay? So you got your answer the way you like it, based on the facts, that the way you presented the facts. So the bottom line, a person would have to really sit down with either a rabbi or rabbis and to figure out if it's a met or not. And then let's imagine you owe somebody money. You have to give him the damages, the responsibility that a person has. Let's say a lot of people, unfortunately, when it comes to the world of business, they take the merchandise, they don't pay for it, for whatever reason. And there might be some individuals like that. So those individuals, they cannot achieve kapara at all whatsoever. In the conclusion, there are those who would say, there's a famous nekuda, that there are many poskim that hold that once there are certain averot that a person does not do teshuvah for, it's tovel v'sheretz v'yado, it's as if a person goes to mikveh and he has a dead lizard in his hand. Just as you're going to mikveh 1,000 times, but you have dead lizard, cannot achieve tahara. So once a person between man and man doesn't achieve kapara, so afilu between man and God, you cannot achieve kapara. So that means Rabbi Chaim Pelagi holds like this, Rabbi Shai Pinto, the Rif on Ein Yaakov holds like this, I believe the Harav Chida. But the conclusion of Rabbi Wadi Yosef is that he brings that no. In that aspect of Ben Adam Lechavero, you cannot achieve. That's the minimum considered. But Ben Adam Lemakom, let's say a person ate non-kosher. Now he does teshuva for that aspect, you do achieve kapara. But in this area that a person did not rectify, even if you call the guy, there are some people that do that. And they imagine, again, on the wrong perception that they have, that they imagine that by leaving a message for that guy or sending him a text, do me a favor, being Yom Kippur, please forgive me. So, but they don't pay. The money doesn't come, just forgive me. Doesn't work at all whatsoever. This is against halacha. Says that it's not going to work. You could say 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, please forgive me. But if the money that you took away, or let's imagine somebody damaged somebody else's property, or you broke his window, and you don't pay for it, you just say, please forgive me. But the guy wants his money. If he doesn't care, he doesn't care. But lemaase, people do care. So the fact that you damaged his property or you took away his money and you just ask for apology doesn't work. The system is not this. This is not Judaism. So therefore, if a person, let's say, said Lashon Hara, if a person embarrassed someone, if a person, let's say, disrespected someone, you have to apologize from that individual and then come to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, let's say a person took somebody's money, Onat Mamon, so first pay back, and then ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. So writes Rav Ovadia as follows. He says, "Eino mitchaperu ad sheivakesh min hanechbal veyimcholu." But first, you have to give ad sheshilem lo chamisha devarim. When a person damages somebody else, there is a chiyuv of nezek, tzar, ripu, shevet, boshet, all the different five aspects of monetary payments that a person is obligated to pay. So, for the damages, let's say for medical bills, for the pain that he went through, etc., etc., then you are not going to achieve kapara till you ask apology from the individual. He says, "V'afilu im hikriv kol elen evayot," thousands of millions of korbanot you bring to Beit HaMikdash at the time that we have korbanot, "Eino mitchaper lo ad sheyiratz el chavero." You cannot achieve kapara till you going to ask him for mechila. Ki ein ze derech Israel, zera Israel. But he says, a person, he says, asul nichbal liyod achzari minim cholo, a person that was damaged, once he is willing to pay and he is asking you to forgive, the derech Israel is that we should be willing to forgive the individual. What else is there to do? So he took away your, let's say, your bicycle. Now that he's giving it back to you, he's asking you to please forgive him for the fact that for 2 weeks he wasn't there for you and you didn't know who to get, etc. So he's asking apology for the fact that you got hurt. So once he does give it back and he does ask you for mechila, he says, Derech Zera Israel is to be forgiving. He says, listen here. He brings the Lashon of Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says, Mandelo Avar Tina Melibe, somebody that does not take the grudge from his heart. Let's say, and Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says, he quotes it Rav Ovadia over here, Mandelo Avar Tina Melibe, Umeruche, from your heart and from your neshama, Katsalik Saluta Biyuma de Kippure. When your tefillah goes up on the day of Yom Kippur, being that you did not forgive someone and you have a grudge against someone, you yourself, your own tefillot, Tava behahu atar de akri refeshvetit, your tefillah goes in a location which is called mud and dirt, velo salik leit atera bereshet de malka, and your tefillah does not go up to be a crown on the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Lashon of Zohar. So therefore, is the day that we have, that first also we have to work on our relationship with others to be able to fix it. And if a person, let's say, as I mentioned, to ask for mechila without payment, to pay without asking for mechila, either way is not enough. Both of them has to be hand in hand. You have to rectify what you did wrong financially, and then at the same time, asking for mechila. So this is the nekuda, and then only afterwards a person could approach the day of Yom Kippur to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mechila. Why? Because every mitzvah ben adam v'chavero is also ben adam v'makom. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us not to do this avera, not to hurt the guy, not to cheat him, etc., so that mitzvah becomes ben adam lemakom also as well. So therefore, that's why afterwards a person can only afterwards come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and apologize. So let me mention one last nekuda. That Sefer HaChinuch, he writes this when it comes to mitzvah of vidui. Vidui al-chet. There's a mitzvah of teshuvah which is in the heart, that I regret and I accept not to do it. That's the idea of Teshuvah. And then part of this is, as I mentioned, we have to do vidui. Vidui means asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. That's the mitzvah bepeh. In with a person's mouth. Mitzvah that said the oraita of vidui. The pasuk, the Torah talks about vidui. That a person should say Asham nu bagad nu gazal nu, etc. So let's say a person does do the mitzvah of vidui, but as I mentioned, he didn't go through the process. He did not fix. He says the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Rabbanan Halevi, 650 years ago. He says, Mikol chatot ha'adam, mimash shebeinu lebein chavero. Whatever chatot ha'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also forgives. However, once you fix it, as I mentioned, Vala gezelut, vala shon hara, the vidui. That means that also requires vidui. I have to first ask the person, and then, and only then afterwards, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, he says, Sarich be'emet she'asif ha'chamas ha'she be'kapav. I have to rectify, pay back the damages that I did against that individual, any you know, financial damages that I'm responsible to pay back. I took care of it, I asked, apologize. Then on the day of Yom Kippur, let's say I come and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. This is when it's going to work. Sheim lochem. If however I don't do it, mutav shelo yitvadeh al zeh. It's better not to say gazalnu, ganavnu, chamasnu, etc. It's better not to say. Because what's the use of saying it? It's not going to achieve anything anyway. If at the end of the day, if you did not go through the process, lifnei Hashem titaru, in front of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, if you are sincere between man and God, those are the roads that are going to be forgiven. But between man and man, this is the process. Without the properly following that process that I mentioned, returning and asking for mechila, then you approach God, it works. But without this aspect of it, just to leave a message, let's say, or send him a text, do me a favor, I owe you $10,000, be moche. So very nice on your part that you are asking for such a thing. But you know that it doesn't work, the system doesn't work, he's not interested to be mochel. Well, why should he be mochel? So therefore, the fact that you ask him for mechila without monetary compensation, and to come and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive me. 24 hours you could do that. Doesn't work at all whatsoever. So therefore it does not, it says, Zay Sefer HaChinuch, mutav, it's even better that this part you skip. Shelo yitvadeh al zeh. Don't even say it. It's nonsense. It doesn't work. It's not lip service. Judaism is not this. So therefore, it's not a religion of hocus pocus. You do whatever you like, magic, and then you achieve kapara. There is no such thing at all whatsoever. So the bottom line, this is the nekuda, the way the person is supposed to approach it. As I said, we should all be zoche to use the days of rachamim and ratzon. As I said, we should all be zoche to achieve mechila, selicha, kapara.